Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
All right, it's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Oh, Mr. Kane, how you doing today, dear?
I'm fantastic.
Oh, you know what?
You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. Don't
okay.
do that.
All right.
I did something for you earlier. Hold
you
on.
Did.
Hang on. Take a listen.
Good morning, Dave.
It's my girl.
I know. Stop saying it like that. She's not your girl. I'm
well,
your girl.
You are my girl.
All right. So if you're tuning in right now, you're like, what is happening? Where's the music? All right, this is Coffee with Kane, and today's guest is...
Mr. Kane.
Mr. Kane is, of course, my spouse. And so I'm wondering... Hold on, I have to take a drink of water. This is where you're supposed to ad-lib, dude. Don't you know how this works?
Oh, yeah, so I've got you covered.
You don't. All right, so we're...
I didn't want to interrupt you.
Coming up on Sunday is the Super Bowl. A lot of people are going to be partying.
Yep.
By the numbers, about 130 million Americans plan to go to a Super Bowl party.
Wow.
Or watch it at a bar.
Man.
There are some interesting statistics about partying. I got this from Wallet Hub. So we'll talk about what we have planned in a second.
Okay.
Which is probably nothing.
Probably.
Excuse me. So Super Bowl Sunday is the second highest food consumption day in the United States behind Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Why? Why does that make sense to you?
Because that's what you do at the Super Bowl is you eat.
I know, but I would think it would be 4th of July.
No. The snacking goes in great, great volumes over Super Bowl.
Really?
Because, yeah.
Again, I would think it would be the 4th of July, but okay.
All right. Well,
let's see. You're not going to want to hear this.
Okay.
The average Super Bowl feast for one person is 6,000 calories.
Yeah, buddy. That's me not eating for like 4 days just
afterward,
so I can celebrate the thing. You know, that's a good thing.
Hey, your phone is ringing. People.
It's a spam call.
Oh, okay.
A spam call.
Oh, no. What do you call it?
What?
Something.
Mr. Likely?
Mr. Likely, yeah.
Scam Likely.
Scam Likely. Say hi to Scam Likely for me.
Yeah,
okay, so... 74% of Americans admit to eating more during the Super Bowl than any other sporting event. 54 million cases of beer are sold for Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow. That's
54
a lot.
Million. I have a story about Anheuser-Busch later this morning.
Okay.
You'll have to listen when you leave. So
that's a lot of beer.
That is a lot of beer. Apparently, the Super Bowl, Americans' favorite Super Bowl food is wings. Are you going to make smoked wings for Sunday?
Oh, boy.
You better go to the store today and get some chicken wings. Otherwise, there's not going to be any.
Okay.
I love your smoked wings.
Yeah, me too.
The apple wood smoked rub or whatever.
Yeah.
Any of those things you put on them, they're so good.
Yeah. All right. I'll make some wings.
That would be great.
We'll participate in the... massive amount of food that people consume on do our part.
Yeah, but the smoked wings aren't as bad for you. Are they?
I don't know.
I mean, if they're fried,
they're
yes.
still calories.
But smoked, no. I tell you what, the Randy sauce at Hubs.
Yeah, buddy.
For smoked wings. Man, alive, that's so good. I love that
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll eat nearly 1.5 billion wings on Sunday. Whoever wins our big... game giveaway is going to get wings.
Are they really?
From Domino's, yeah.
I didn't
they get
know that.
Three two-topping pizzas.
Can I get in on that?
No.
Dang it.
We'll talk more about that in a minute. Anyway, 43% of Americans would give up some other work holiday to have the Monday after the Super Bowl off. Agreed.
That goes with all the cases
Listen,
of beer.
5 a.m. is... painful for me the day after the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Especially for the last 2 years, and it's going to be painful for me this year.
I got it.
Do I get to? Did you make other plans for us on Super Bowl Sunday? Do we still have that going on? Because no. I really want to take a nap.
I don't think I do.
Between church and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Are you sure?
No.
You better tell whoever you told that we'd be somewhere that we're not. Well, I need a nap.
What if it's going to be to get wings?
It's not.
Okay.
You're smoking wings. Okay.
Okay.
What else? Let's see. Ticket prices are continuing to drop. It looks like attending the Super Bowl in New Orleans. I keep wanting to say it's in Vegas. It's not in Vegas. It's in New Orleans. Anyway, tickets will be cheaper this year than recent history as ticket prices are going down. Day after day, they've fallen. And now the cheapest ticket available for the game is $2,776. Let me just jump right on that.
Yeah, okay.
We're gonna pick up two of those, baby. And we're going to hop on a private jet and fly down to New Orleans for the weekend.
That's
not happening.
Yep, that's us.
Less than a couple weeks ago, even. And it's a lot less than in years past. Here's the thing. The Superdome is huge. Huge.
Huge.
Huge. I don't know if people have actually seen the stadium in New Orleans, but it is very, very, very big.
Yeah.
And so I think they have more seats than normal.
Mm.
And so I think that they have, you know...
Can you imagine, though, still sitting in the nosebleed seats for like $2,700?
No, not on your life, buddy. No, thank you.
I like football a lot, but I would not.
No, if I'm going to spend that kind of money on one day and 4 hours, I'm going to go to Europe.
Or Disneyland.
No, I don't want to go to Disneyland. No, all those snot-nosed little kids. Only if I had kids of my own going.
No, that's not true.
If the little was going, I would go, but not...
She's so wonderful.
Yes, she is. Wait, y'all were FaceTiming last night.
We were, yeah.
She has you so, so very wrapped around her little finger.
Mm.
I don't think she even knows. Wait till she gets older. You are going to regret this, sir.
Probably a little bit.
Going to regret it. All right. So boats are not a thing at the Super Bowl.
Boats?
Yeah, boats. Unless you're Tom Brady getting schnockered and throwing the... You know, Super Bowl trophy around, the Vince Lombardi trophy around.
There's, I don't know that there's a lot of opportunity
no.
for boats.
Okay, so here's the thing. The Jacksonville Jaguars, not in the Super Bowl this year, but their owner, Shad Khan, is mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm.
The Jags stink. So he does have a nice yacht, though, and it's going to be docked in New Orleans. It is called the Kismet. It supposedly cost $360 million
mm-hmm.
and is longer than a football field, has three pools,
wow.
four fireplaces, mm. a spa, a gym, a basketball court, and even an outdoor cinema.
Wow. That's like the size of my house.
Wait. No, our house is not even... you're being sarcastic.
I'm being smarty.
Yeah. So, no. And no.
Yeah.
Not...
Well, I could rough it on that kind of...
Oh, I'm sure you could.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know how close we'll get to three pools sitting in a baby pool on the back porch? But not in February, I'm not.
A pool, a bird bath, and a...
Four fireplaces.
My goodness.
What does this guy do besides own the team?
I guess
the Jaguars?
He owns the team, and if you...
Shad Khan, I'll have to Google him.
Man.
The boat is called Kismet, K-I-S-M-E-T. You know that mean, Kismet.
No.
You don't know what it means? All right, I'm going to have to look up the definition because... I know what Kismet is, fate, I think, but like I don't know exactly.
I feel embarrassed that I don't know this. My bad.
It is a hypothetical force or personified power that determines the course of future events. It's like fate.
Oh, okay.
Destiny.
There you go.
Kismet.
Kismet.
See?
I learned a new word today. I learned something on wow.
On Coffee with Kane.
Coffee with Kane.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. The Reader's Digest word quiz in the back served me well as a kid. And we had the Reader's Digest when the kids were younger, and I'm pretty sure the boy read them all because he has a huge vocabulary as well.
That's funny.
Because I never threw them away.
Yeah, that's true. We still have quite a few,
too. You shush. Anyway, so, yeah. I'm wondering if his outdoor cinema is where they'll be watching the game. Or is he going to, this Shere Khan, no, what was his name? Shad Khan.
Shere Khan. Isn't
that Shad Khan, Shere Khan's younger brother. Yes, it's from the Jungle Book. Anyway, trust in me.
That's right.
That's not Shere Khan. That's what was the name of the snake?
Ka.
Ka, the snake. Yeah. Anyway,
you're funny. Yeah.
Got off on a tangent. Okay, so what do you want for your Super Bowl snacks? Clearly, you would like wings. What else?
Well, I don't know.
Do you want queso? Do you want like white queso, or do you want?
You could eat some queso and some chips.
Or do you want? Do you want Rotel dip?
Oh, an ice cold Coca-Cola.
I don't like Rotel dip because it doesn't. It doesn't last. Like it doesn't. You can't eat it for leftovers.
Oh,
and
I see what you're
saying. The time you get to the end of the game, like even halftime, the queso, the Rotel dip is yuck. I like that. What's that? Hot buffalo chicken dip.
Buffalo chicken dip. Yeah.
So bad for you.
So good. Especially when it's like super hot. Oh, man. So good.
Yeah. I like it boiling. Mm-hmm. Or do you mean spicy hot?
Yes.
Red hot.
I mean both.
Yeah. That's Frank's Red Hot. That makes it.
Oh, yeah.
You
could stump your toe on that.
It's like that'd turtles all the way down with the burning.
Yeah. So, that's awesome.
So for the big game giveaway that we're giving away tomorrow, you know about this, recliner from Willette Home Furnishings, which, by the way, you have furniture from Willette Home Furnishings.
I do.
In your office.
I do.
And did you special order that stuff?
Yep.
Yeah, Willette Home Furnishings in Bonterre. So you have in your office, you have furniture from there. And they have nice recliners.
Mm-hmm.
We had a recliner for my dad before he passed away that was from Willette Home Furnishings. So if you are interested in winning the big game giveaway, I can't take your registration over the air. The only way we can do it is if you go to B104FM.com and click on the big game giveaway banner. So that you will have somewhere to sit while you're watching the big game, enjoying your Domino's party pack that, like I said, 6 large 2-topping pizzas, 32 wings. Could you eat all those?
I could do that. I was just sitting here thinking that we should have a party at the house and invite whoever wins the prize that they should come to our house with all their wings and their recliner. And I'm figuring for less than $2,700, someone can watch the game at my house. It's a lot cheaper.
You have a very big television.
I do.
I am not going to agree with that because I do not know who that will be. And it could be some random person that does not like me.
Oh. Well, I mean, who doesn't like you?
Oh
my
stop.
Goodness. You're like a gem.
I could rig the contest, but I'm not gonna because Dave Cater, I bet you registered for it.
That's my boy,
but
Dave
I'm
Cater.
I'm not going to rig it. So it could also be a listener from KFMO.
That's true.
Because KFMO is broadcasting the game on Sunday and actually streaming it as well. Because we have permission from the NFL to stream it on
That's
AM 1240
awesome.
KFMO. Yeah, on KFMO.com or
Yeah, that's pretty fantastic.
App. I know, right? That's a very unusual thing, but it's available in so many platforms. I guess they just figured, or maybe they're letting us because of the fact that some of the platforms are pay, and they're allowing you to have, you know, radio for free. So
that's nice of them.
Anyway, I just think that's pretty awesome that KFMO gets to broadcast the big game. On Sunday.
I agree.
There's like 3 hours of pregame, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, that's for the football purists.
That's when you eat all the wings.
Those wings will be gone so fast.
I know.
All right. Again, if you want to get registered for the big game giveaway with Domino's in Farmington, Willett Home Furnishings in Bon Terre, B104 and KFMO, head over to our website, B104FM.com.
That's awesome.
You cannot win, Mr. Kane.
I know, but it makes me so sad.
Listen, we have enough furniture.
I know, but I still...
We have enough pieces of furniture from Willett Home Furnishings to cover us. So.
I never get to win anything.
Well, you're not going to get to win this either, so I'm sorry.
Sad day.
Oh, it's fine. You'll survive. I'm not sure I'll survive if we keep going. We got to... I made some coffee a little while ago and got distracted, and now I need something. Yeah, I got a little tickle. So, okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Always love getting to see you.
I think that I may have a celebrity guest next week.
Aw.
I can't remember who it is. I do know that I have Keith Carradine, the actor, coming up in a couple weeks.
He's going to be here?
That's so awesome. I will have him on the phone, but he'll be doing Coffee with Kane with me.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
I mean, my fans will be sad that they're not getting to hear me.
You mean your mom?
Well, all my fan. My millions and millions of fan.
Your million and million of mom. All right. Have you had enough, Mr. Kane?
I've had enough for today. That's enough damage.
I would like to know where my special Scooter's coffee is, but whatever.
Yeah.
You're fired. You're fired today.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Well, I don't know if you'll be back next week, but I will let people know on our Instagram.
Okay.
You're becoming Instagram famous, by the way.
I am. I'm Finsta famous.
You're fake famous?
Fake famous.
You understand what Finsta is,
right? No, apparently I do now.
I gotta go. Your mom called. I gotta go. Yeah.